We're talking today with former Kansas Congressman, former Secretary of Agriculture, and now with a group known as AGREE, Dan Glickman. Dan, let's talk a little bit about your involvement in agriculture. You've got quite a history in agriculture, from the House Agriculture Committee to the USDA, CAGE, and even past that. You've been involved and kept your interest in producing food on a global basis, it seems like.
Well, it was actually the heart of my congressional career was agriculture. I didn't start out planning it that way because I was from Wichita and my dad wasn't in farming or agriculture, but it became the most important subject area that I dealt with, and I was able to continue it through the secretary's job, and then I'm still involved in a global food security initiative and with the Gates Foundation, with AGREE, which is a multi-foundational initiative to promote food and agriculture. I speak out on a lot of food and agriculture issues. So I think it's important, I'm glad to have had the chance to do it.
Tell me about AGREE.
AGREE is a place where we're getting people from different perspectives on agriculture. So you have together. So it's some of the big food companies, some of the big seed companies, and then on the other side, some of the smallholder farmers, organic companies, even some anti-GMO people. We're all part of a group to see if we can find some consensus and common purpose to agriculture. You got a lot of heavy producers, and you also got a lot of very strong consumer organizations. And, trying to see if we can get consensus on a research budget for the future, how to get more young people into agriculture, how to build sustainable communities, how to get America's trade and global agriculture much stronger in the world. We tend to stay away from some of the more controversial issues, and we did not really get involved in the farm bill debate. Most of our stuff is how to build discussion and dialogue on food and agriculture nationally.
You alluded to the GMO issue. Obviously, it's a controversial issue. It's rather a lot of emotions on both sides. But how do we agree to somehow get along within agriculture? Because this is one of those flashpoints. It's hard to get around.
You know, it's funny because both sides on the issue tend to think that Providence and the good Lord is on their side. You know, so the pro-GMO crowd thinks that, like, well, without doing this, that we're going to fall apart, we won't be able to produce anything for the future. And the anti-GMO crowd thinks that this is a conspiracy for big agriculture and it's going to hurt our health. Well, the truth of the matter is we need genetic engineering as part of science. That science is going to help solve a lot of our problems, including how to deal with drought and disease in agriculture and nutrition of crops and those things. At the same time, it's not the only answer to agriculture. I just came back from Guatemala, Honduras on a trip looking at poverty in Central America. Those farmers don't need GMOs. They need fertilizer and basic seeds and basic irrigation. They can triple their yields. And so it's not suitable for everybody. It should be part of the things that we do to improve agriculture in the world. And if we look at it in that context, maybe it'll be looked at as a little less threatening.
Talking to FFA members and some other the younger crowd, the millennials, if you want to call them that, as far as that generation, it seems like there's a lot of interest in making sure that we meet this challenge of feeding billions of people in the years to come. But a lot of times there's simply not the resources.
Well, I tell you what, years ago, Ron, there was this movie called Field of Dreams, and there was another movie called The Graduate. I use those two movies to talk about the future of agriculture. So in The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman played this kid whose father-in-law said the secret of life was plastics. And I say the secret of the future of this world is food and agriculture. And we're seeing a lot more strength in this industry. We've got to feed 2.5 billion more people. People are living longer. They also want to live healthier lives, more protein in their diet. So the good news is long-term, agriculture looks great. The other side of the coin is that the old days, like in that movie Field of Dreams, remember, they said, if we build it, they will come. Well, sometimes in agriculture, the theme was, if we grow it, they will buy it. And now it's if we grow it and they want it and they know what's in it, then maybe they'll buy it. So it's a different world today. And that's just the way of the world. There's, you know, we're not going to fight that. And the truth is that the growers and consumers can get along. People still need to eat, and they want nutritious and safe food. And so I'm convinced that we can meet these needs and in the process have a lot financially healthier agriculture in the future than we've had in the past.
I guess the bottom line, where do you foresee all of these debates going over the next 5 or 10 years then?
A lot of them will happen outside the government. For example, somebody said, asked me a question last week, who do I think is the most significant force in agriculture in the world? And somebody said, well, the UN. And somebody said, the U.S. Congress. I said, no. The most significant force is Walmart. They're going to decide, basically, they're going to grow for what people want, and they're going to make decisions that will affect farmers' lives, not just the Walmart, but the Walmarts of the world. And so that's big business in the future. But the political factors are going to be a little bit different. A lot of times these big companies may be making decisions. Like Walmart just decided that they're going to grow sustainably and they're going to package sustainably. And, you know, that could change the world of agriculture more than anything the U.S. government does. So there are new forces in the world, and we just have to learn to adapt to them as best we can.
Former member of the House of Representatives from Kansas, a member of the House Agriculture Committee, and a former Secretary of Agriculture during the Clinton era, Dan Glickman, with a group known as AGREE. Their purpose, to transform food and ag policy in this country. From Washington, our National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch event, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.